there is no such thing as failure. It's you either learn or you win, right? And you continue moving forward. And the failures that you should just remove that from the vocabulary. It's like stepping stones to success. But a lot of people just let failures burden them because it's such a derogatory word.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our very special guest for the day, Tim Kelly from Active Duty Passive Income. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This is great. Let's have a fun conversation here.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you all haven't heard of Active Duty Passive Income, it's a very robust group of military members who are doing education around multifamily and also doing a lot of deals. So Tim, I'd love for you to just start us off by providing us a little bit of background as to yourself and, you know, your military background and why you decided to get into real estate investing in the first place.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So man, where do I begin? I was just, you know, active duty Navy for 15 and a half years. I did get out about a year and a half ago, but man, I was on a deployment in 2014, just a long deployment. And I just took a stack of books with me. And I was always just had a general curiosity. I was always very interested in personal finance and building wealth. And I was never okay with like a financial advisor or what I like to call like, you know, a joker broker managing my financial wealth and my legacy, right? So I just read a bunch of books and I just kept seeing this pattern of, you know, real estate investing is available and anybody can get into it. So, you know, I got off that deployment and I just immersed myself in education and books and podcasts, invested in myself and went through some education and got coaching and mentorship. And I really just at that point was super excited. I saw what real estate investing could potentially do for my family, for my legacy, for my financial future, just in general. So I kind of just dove right in and I went really horizontal across all the different ways that you could create wealth and make money in real estate. And then I just kept getting more interested and more attracted to the commercial and multifamily asset class and that strategy. So I, you know, was kind of stumbling. I didn't get a whole lot of traction until I said no to everything else. I just went vertical and specifically focusing on multifamily and commercial. And then, you know, I was able to start speaking the language and talk to people and network more confidently because I said no to everything else. And I just really drilled down in my education and commercial and multifamily. And then, you know, I was really interested in doing apartments and getting into like commercial, like mobile home parks and all that. And, you know, I was in Virginia Beach at the time, and then I got orders to here to Pensacola, Florida. And so like 8 months, I'm like, hey, I know I'm going to be there. So I was trying to figure out how to do an apartment complex deal before I went to Pensacola, but I knew I was going to be in Pensacola. So I was started networking with a bunch of people while I continued learning, while I was investing in myself. And as soon as I moved, you know, to Pensacola, I wanted to, you know, take advantage of the house hacking strategy. So the month I got here, closed on a 4-unit property using a 203K FHA loan, which was a pretty cool product. And then 6 months later, was able to do a 42-unit apartment complex that syndicated with some partners. And then 6 months after that, did a mobile home park and then got a triplex with a VA loan. And so kind of just grew from there and really dialed down and stayed focused on the commercial and multifamily asset classes from there. And then I shared my story on the Bigger Pockets podcast. If you haven't heard of bit. It's just a great, it's a great podcast for if you're interested in real estate investing, and shared my story. And at that time, the co-founder of Active Duty Passive Income heard me. I gave out my cell phone number gladly on that podcast, and he immediately hit me up and we connected. And, you know, ever since then, I've been part of the team. Now I'm a co-owner of Active Duty Passive Income and the VP of education for the community. And just, we have so many great things happening. And it's just a community where we're helping other military members, past and present, create wealth and create passive income through real estate, where they are just essentially buying more of America and owning the land that they fight so hard for. So we're super passionate about all that we're doing in that community.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. What an amazing story. And thanks so much for sharing. There's so many things I want to ask you about there. And yeah, I want to start with the part about, you know, you mentioned in the very beginning, financial advisors and joker brokers. You know, how did you have that idea before you started investing in real estate? Like, were you not happy with how your stocks were doing, or what was giving you that impression?
Yeah, it just didn't, like, you know, at the time, I just wanted more control. I'm like, why would I take everything? It just didn't make sense to me that you're working so hard, and then there's another person that was like the guy who decided on what to invest in for you. And it's just that's why I was just so curious to learn about it myself. And the more I was reading, the more I'm like, I need to get into cash flowing income producing assets like real estate. And so that's when like the light bulbs were going off, and that's where the aha moments came in the real estate book. So maybe it was just a control thing, like, just didn't make sense to me, even though that's what I was told. That's what, you know, my mom was telling me to do, and other people at the time that I was listening to that were trying to tell me, you know, how to manage my money. It just didn't sit well with me. It just wasn't content with that. So I just kept learning, kept researching. And then that's where I got the real estate bug.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, I think I felt similarly when I was first starting to put money away into, you know, a 401k. And at the beginning, the way I handled it was like, I just did the matching, you know, whatever my employer would match. And then whatever else I saved on top of that, I had my buddy invest it for me, who was like a business school colleague, because I just didn't really trust those like 401k plans to really do very well with my money. Right. And then of course, you know, real estate, of course, well, obviously I have the bug too. So there's just so many compelling things about it. And yeah, I'd love for you now to speak just a little bit about, you know, what drew you to, obviously you've done so much reading and looked at a bunch of different verticals. What in general drew you, now draws you towards real estate versus, let's just say, stock market investing, generally speaking?
I mean, it really is about the control, and that the stock market. And I'm not super educated on stocks. I've never been interested in stocks. It didn't make sense to me to invest in the stock market, where you have literally zero control of what happens to it. It's very speculative, right? It's so, and even if someone who is a money manager and they're good at what they do, they're usually, unless they're, you know, fiduciary, which would be like a RIA, a registered investment advisor, they're in it for them to make money. You know, like, they legally don't even have to really advise you on what is best for you, unless they're a fiduciary, unless they're specifically a fiduciary, which there's not very many of those, honestly. So, you know, it's just the lack of control that you have in the stock market. And it's just one, you know, and obviously the there's a cycle and it's cyclical, and there's ways to get in and out of the market and trade. And trust me, like, there's people who are very successful at doing that. And I'm not bashing it. It just didn't make sense to me when I could be an owner and have a lot more control and provide housing and get a lot of tax benefits and not get taxed on every single trade. Even if my manager is trading for me, I get taxed, right? Yeah. on all those trades. And so, kind of just weighing the pros and cons of everything, it just makes a lot more sense to me. And there's a lot more upside. So it's a lot more scalable, and you don't really need to have a ton of money or any experience at all or any kind of crazy credentials in order to get in and get started and like learn. You know, it's all about how ambitious you are and your commitment to what you want to build. You could build whatever you want in business and in real estate. There's no upside. It's completely just, it's all on you. It's, you make of it what you want and what you can and what you believe you can. So much of it is belief and mindset. And I, you know, would love to dive into that. I can't wait to talk about that, but yeah, I mean, and then the more you hang out with investors and successful investors, you realize that you know, not only could anybody do this, but there's a lot of good-hearted people, good people with abundance mindsets and just amazing individuals who are in this asset class who are doing these deals that you can hang out with and learn from and surround yourself with. So, but yeah, I just didn't really sit with me. I think it's a lack of control that the stock market, you know, it's mainly that.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. And, you know, I would love to hear about your, you know, I know you come from a military background and you guys work with a lot of military folks in the education program. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to work with people like yourself and help them learn how to make wealth in this kind of way. Like what sorts of things are coming up frequently and how do you overcome those?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, we love working with military members. And I always say, you know, the way that we're going through the military, going through boot camp, and the longer you're in, the more you're programmed in certain ways, and the more you build characteristics that apply very well in real estate and in business. And then those things that I'm talking about, those qualities, you know, just a high work ethic, leadership, teamwork, grit, you know, resilience, all these different things that just really apply well. You're just kind of like in your DNA while you're serving. And if you just take those and learn how to apply them in the military or in business or in real estate investing, like you could do very, very well. And that's why there's a lot of great, successful, hardworking military members or past military members and veterans who are doing really well. And that's even just in our community and in our different masterminds that are getting after it. But a big thing, you know, is like they're moving sometimes every 2 years, every 3 years, every 4 years, they're bouncing all over the place and bouncing all over the world. And when we have the people, I mean, the other lead multifamily and commercial coach, one of my best friends and another co-owner at ADPI, Adam Labar, he was in the Air Force, literally stationed in Japan when he did his first deal, and it was a 62 unit apartment complex in Knoxville, Tennessee that he closed on when he was stationed in Japan. And that was his very first deal. And there's multiple people in the community that are doing that. So that's a big thing that we're saying, hey, if we could do it, you could do it too. This is how it's done. So that's like one of the biggest roadblocks that come up. People in the military think, well, how could I invest if I'm underway, if I'm out to sea, if I'm on deployment? How am I going to be able to do that if I'm across the world or if I'm getting ready to PCS or move permanent change of station here in a year? So we have people who have been able to overcome that and been able to close deals from across the world. But you just, if you're thinking about it on your own, you're gonna be like, there's no way I could do that. But until you intentionally put yourself in the right room with people like in our community, in our masterminds that have done it and who are willing to kind of like reach down and pull you up and help you and mentor you and potentially partner with you, right? It's going to be really tough to work through that stuff on your own because the masses have a scarcity mindset. And the people that we hang out with every day at your W-2 or in your military work center, they're going to look at you like you got two heads if you say that you're going to close an apartment complex from across the world, right? So you just got to intentionally find that small niche of people. And it really is like, it's one thing to like have a room of just real estate investors. It's one thing to have a room of military real estate investors, but it's even a smaller niche to have military real estate investors focused on specifically commercial and multifamily, or specifically on short-term rentals, or specifically on the burst strategy or turnkey. And we have masterminds for each one of those where it's that specific group of individuals who are getting after it and doing deals together.
Yeah, very interesting. And I know you spoke to this a bit, but what are some of those characteristics that kind of transfer from military life to real estate investing?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you have to have a high work ethic while you're in the military. So you understand how to hustle, understand how to grind, understand how to work hard. We are all like from day one, we are learning how to be leaders. We learn how to lead. Resilience and just being gritty. I mean, that's just something that business leaders and being successful, that is probably one of the most, you know, sought after characteristics. And one of the most defining characteristics of high performers is that they're resilient. And despite all the no's and negativity and obstacles, they just continue one foot in front of the other and continue going, you know, and they understand that there is no such thing as failure. It's you either learn or you win, right? And you continue moving forward. And the failures that you should just remove that from the vocabulary. It's like stepping stones to success. But a lot of people just let failures burden them because it's such a derogatory word.
Totally.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that, and then we understand teamwork, and we understand just, you know, how to get after it. And also just taking ownership and of what you have, what you own, and like the buck stops with me. So there's a lot of great lessons that transition very well in business.
Yeah, for sure. I love that one that you just mentioned. You learn or you win. Yeah. I remember when not to bring on the focus onto me, but I went through one really, really hard thing at one point, and I just repeated that to myself. And that was one of my mantras: you learn or you win, you learn or you win. Like, I have to just treat it as a learning and move on from there. Right. Because there's no point dwelling on failure or something that went wrong, not calling it failure, but it's a learning lesson, right? Like, that's how we actually become the next best version of ourselves, and really, really taking that to heart, which is hard sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Believe me. I mean, you just try to remove that. If you come up with that word fail, or just remove that from the vocabulary, because it's that failure word is part of success. It's part of the journey. And if you think it's failure, all you're doing is learning lessons, and it's going to be up to you not to make it again, but you just have to continue getting up and understanding that, continue to move forward. You're just that much stronger.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't teach us that in school though. It's like, you know, they don't explain to us, hey, you got to have the success mindset, and this is what it is. This is how high performers achieve so much, you know, after they get out of high school or college. It's just stuff you learn from reading books, surrounding yourself with successful people. And you don't learn this stuff going through school. So most people like just don't get it. It's just not something that we naturally learn, right?
Totally. Yeah. It's so important. And I do think that if you just keep going, no matter, even if someone else is maybe going faster than you, that's how it looks anyways, it's the people who keep going and keep applying what they're learning and, you know, taking the learnings and then applying it and then just keep doing that, right? Like, if you just keep doing that and don't stop, then you are going to make tremendous gains. And I think that's a huge part of mindset, is like not getting caught up in comparing yourself necessarily to what other people are doing, because it is easy to get caught up in that, I think, and feel like you're not making enough progress fast enough.
It's tough, man. Comparison is a thief of joy. If you haven't heard that, I love that, because too many people are like comparing themselves to somebody else. Like, they're, what do they say? Like, they're chapter 15 or they're chapter 20, and you're only in chapter 1 or 2, and you're comparing to somebody else's chapter 20. It's just not fair. It's just unreasonable. And all it's going to do is put you in a funk and get you down and help, you know, potentially have you reconsider whether or not you're the right fit or you're doing the right things. But yeah, that's 1% growth. And if you just compare yourself to yourself yesterday, that's all you could do. That's all you should be doing, is comparing yourself to you yesterday, you the day before. And if you've grown, and even if you've grown 1%, progress equals happiness, and progress and productivity equals fulfillment. So if you can grow in one way, you know, 1% in one area, that's where you're going to continue to get momentum. But yeah, persistence is definitely key.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, lux-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Yeah, you mentioned just so many, you know, golden nuggets there that just each deserve a little bit of attention. I mean, yeah. So I think you mentioned, comparing yourself to yourself the day before, 1% improvement, right? Like, that's that Kaizen principle of making just a minor improvement, but doing it every day. And what was that you said? Like, progress is happiness. And then what was the other one? Like, productivity. I can't remember the last one.
Yeah. I mean, progress and productivity equals happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah. For sure. And what tricks do you use to like make sure you're in that mindset rather than like the comparison mindset, for example, or the failure mindset?
It truly all comes down to habits and the small things that we do every day that we don't even sometimes think about or consider. And especially like the first hour of your day when you wake up. I love, love, love waking up early when it's still dark out. You know, this morning up at 5 a.m., just like really straight. Well, I had to let my dog out first, but straight to the Peloton after that, just getting a great workout in. Right after that, did a little bit more of like a workout and then stretching and then meditation. And then I give myself that time to work on me, to give myself that time, knowing I do all that and I sit there and visualize and I look at my time block schedule and understand all the things that I already have mapped out. I mapped it out, you know, Sunday nights, I'll map out the week. The night before I wake up, I'll look at my schedule for the next day. So I already know what I'm doing, but I'll wake up early and I'll give myself even more time to review everything that I need to do. And I visualize myself crushing through all those different things. And there's definitely a lot going on. And time blocking is just something that works for me, but it's all boils down to habits. And then, you know, mindfulness, like what are you mind feeding every single morning? Are you giving yourself that self-care? Like there's too many people out there that like are dissing self-care, that are belittling people if they talk about self-care. If you like you get massages or you go to the sauna or, you know, you meditate, like that's part of success. That's what the most successful people and the highest performers do. They work on themselves so they can give more. And the more you're able to give, the more you'll get it. The key to living is giving. So it's all about the habits to answer your question and what you're doing, those little things every day. And you got to ask yourself, like have that self-awareness. And a high self-awareness is another thing that just separates super high performers from everybody else. Have the self-awareness to evaluate your habits. Are they anchors that are holding you down, or are they engines that are allowing you to accelerate to the next level? You know, it's not just in money and in business and work. It is your mindset, your emotions, your physical health, your relationships, probably the most important one, right? With your spouse and your kids and your family. And then of course your ability to give and contribute, and then your spiritual beliefs. So there's so many different areas of life that, and if you grow 1% in all those areas every single day, man, that equals happiness, right? And the cool thing is when you grow 1% in like one area, it just pours over and you're going to be able to grow in the other areas. Like if you have a habit of working out every single day, you're going to be able to get more done. You're going to be able to put more energy into your relationships. You're going to be able to probably give more because you're going to make more money because you have more energy and you feel better and you look better. You have more confidence, right? So it's just focusing on like, how could I grow 1% in all these areas today? And it's, you know, looking at the schedule. Sometimes you can't hit all of them. Sometimes you just don't have enough time in the day, but it all boils down to the high performance habits that I love talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Just so many gems there that you just mentioned. And thanks for sharing your morning routine. So you mentioned exercise and visualization, and then of course your weekly planning, which you do on Sundays. Is there anything else you do in the mornings to kind of get yourself straight for the day?
Yeah. I mean, prayer, just in God's word probably is the first thing that I look at. You know, don't like checking my emails. Don't really like doing any kind of social media at all. It's, you know, it's, I wake up early for, you know, me time and deep work. And there's always projects or things that need to get done. And then usually I like to schedule connections like podcasts like this, or talking to people or networking or calls later in the afternoon. And it might make sense for you to do like the deep work at night, but you really want to be connecting with people each day during that 9 to 5 office hour, right? But in the morning, it's, you know, it's all about getting either super cold water on your face or jumping in the cold shower. I mean, there's so much benefit to a cold plunge or a cold shower because it just wakes up your cells, and energy comes from your cells. You don't need 3 cups of coffee. Literally, if you take a shower and you just let yourself run under the cold shower or do a cold plunge, all your cells will be completely energized with oxygen and hydration, and they'll be able to just filter all the crazy, nasty stuff out of it. And that's where energy comes from, you know? So there's just like these simple little things that really help. And if you create habits where you just do them and you don't think about them, and if you could set yourself up so you'd make a lot less decisions in the morning, like simple stuff, like laying your clothes out and setting yourself up the next day. Like if you know you need to grab your lunch or make the coffee or whatever, have that all set up. So it's not like things that you need need to do and decisions that you need to make, because decision fatigue is real. There's only so many decisions we have in a day before our minds and our bodies get tired, right? And so if you could set yourself up to where you're making the least amount of decisions the next day, that'll help reserve energy. And the more energy you have, the more you're gonna be able to give, and what you give is what you receive, right?
Yeah, for sure. Again, I just love how intentionally you're focusing on all these little habits and tricks to just, not necessarily tricks, but habits that are needed to really give yourself the most energy so you can manage your schedule the best. Where do you get your, like, are you using, when you take a cold shower, was there an inspiration for that, or how did you discover that?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard about it too. And I recently actually went to, which kind of reinvigorated the whole idea, was I recently went to a Tony Robbins event. I'm definitely a Tony Robbins fan. Yeah. And he loves talking about that. And he actually recently wrote another book called Life Force, which is all about just energy and vitality and long living and power and all that stuff. So I, you know, that just reminded me of how powerful that is. And that's where I got that. But it really is. I mean, if you look up like cryotherapy or cold plunges or just taking a cold shower, you know, I'm telling you, you go under the cold water, it's like a split second of discomfort. Then you're like, okay, my body can handle this, you know. If you do it for just like 2 minutes or 3 minutes, even as the water's warming up, man, what that will do for your day is just so beneficial. It's crazy, the physiological benefits of something that simple.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, we've talked about a lot of stuff so far and I loved all of it. I want to, you know, before we wrap up, I want to just ask, like, what is it that you love about commercial real estate? You know, obviously you've studied a lot of different verticals in the real estate space. And what is it that you love about real estate syndications for yourself and for the passive investor?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's me too, just with my personality. I love being able to work with the team and partner with others. I mean, you could do so much more with the team and if you establish a partnership, a good quality partnership, then you could create on your own. And so I love just the scalability. There's no limits. You get out of it what you put into it, and that you partner with people and that you could create so much more, and you could be super passive with it. And you're adding a lot of value to people, to this world. Not only are you, you know, providing awesome double-digit returns and tax benefits and equity ownership to passive investors who are just have money and they just are too busy or whatever reasons they have for passive investing, but you're providing housing. And if you're doing it right, you're providing clean, safe, functional, you know, affordable housing, which results in tax benefits because the government, they are struggling to do that. So they incentivize the heck out of people that do provide housing through tax benefits, right? You know, and all these awesome programs that are out there and all the different loopholes that are out there. In taxes, people think that a lot of real estate investors don't pay taxes, but it's just that we just don't owe taxes because you provide housing and provide jobs. The IRS is going to incentivize you to continue doing that by reducing your taxes, right? So there's just a lot of benefits, and you're helping a lot of people. You're adding value in a lot of different ways. You're making communities better. You're providing better housing to people. You're providing investors great returns, and you're able to build wealth for your family. And there's no ceiling. It's just, it's unlimited with what you could do and how scalable it is.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. Awesome stuff. Well, thank you so much, Tim, for coming on and just sharing, you know, I mean, clearly just so much passion for just living an amazing life and doing amazing things in this world. And just really loved hearing all of it. I could listen to that over and over again. So yeah, please now share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and what active duty passive income focuses on and anything else you want to share.
No, absolutely. Thank you. You know, if you're a vet, if you're currently active duty or you're a spouse or a family or anything, and this is resonating with you, you know, and you're interested in real estate or you are a real estate investor, you got to check out the community. We have an amazing Facebook group, Active Duty Passive Income, and go to the website, tons of free resources. We connect you with all different professionals. We have so many different like eBooks and masterclasses and free modules that we give out. We have a best-selling book, this one, Military House Hacking, right now. It's actually free. free on our website. You know, you can download it immediately on our website. And we teach everything about how to smartly use the VA loan for a single family home, or how to use a VA loan to house hack a fourplex, all the way to how to buy 100 or 200 or 300 units from across the world. And we have mastermind groups of people focusing on just that stuff. Like plus, you know, we connect you with military VA loan experts who understand investing. And that niche alone, it's incredibly narrow. The VA loan experts out there, like the USAAs or Navy Federals or Veterans United, they're not actually experts. They're just big banks that just everybody knows. But we're actually providing great service and better fee structures to military members who understand investing and who are actually could educate them. So we have, you know, insurance, we have the mortgage, we have real estate brokers. So definitely check out the community, where we have so many awesome things in the works. We have a conference happening in October, the ADPI Con 1. So we're looking forward to that. And, you know, so I spend a lot of time in there. And if you're trying to get a hold of me, you could check out thetimothykelly.com. That's my website with pretty much everything. Connect with me on LinkedIn @thetimothykelly, Instagram @thetimothykelly, and same with Facebook /thetimothykelly. But like, lastly, if this is resonating with you and something is speaking to you, just shoot me a text and we'll get on a phone call. And the best number to reach me is 847-910-9161. Just let me know you heard me on the show and we'll get on a call.
Awesome. Well, that's just a wonderful way to wrap this up. Thank you, Tim, for everything that you're doing and all the, you know, education that you're providing and opportunities as well. Really appreciate hearing all about it. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next time.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.